2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
It's the KSL Home Show, sponsored by Osmond Designs. If you like talking about Utah homes and real estate, then this is the place on KSL News Radio.
Welcome back into the Home Show. Thank you for joining us. You are learning more than you've ever needed to know and want to know about rugs this show, but it's been so informational as far as how to even make rugs. We're chatting with Heather Osmond, of course, who owns Osmond Designs in Lehi and in Orem. Heather, now we can buy some new rugs in your stores.
I know, and I think education is power. So when you are in the market for a rug, you know what to look for. You have a little background about not only the construction and the quality, but also the latest trends for 2021. And then, of course, turning that corner to 2022. I can't believe we're even saying that. It's crazy. Today we have Karen Ritchie. She is the Utah rep for Jaunty Rugs. And we have Seaburn Bass, who is the director of sales development for Jaunty Rugs. We're so honored and blessed to have you on the show today. You guys are definitely the national experts on all things rugs, and we're very, very grateful for that. Today, we want to talk just a little bit about rug pads. I know we've been talking and focusing on rugs, but what is the importance of rug pads?
Well, rug pads are basically the protection of your floors. An area rug is a whole lot cheaper than having to replace your hardwood floors that you have in your home. With the weather climate that you guys have out here in Utah, with the moisture and the snow and the grit and the salt from the snow, when you come in the doors and you bring all the dirty stuff in from your shoes, well, yeah, you clean and you vacuum, but very rarely do you lift up the rug and vacuum underneath. So the rug pad is going to protect keep the rug from slipping and sliding as you're walking and moving on top of the rug. And by that, it's not going to allow the dirt and the grime to scratch your floors.
I love that so much. If you are looking to buy a new home, if you're looking to remodel your current home, consider adding a rug to your space. I think that we've talked about this previously, but I think your home is somewhere that you need to love to be. And rugs add that texture. They add that dimension. They sometimes add that color,
yeah,
little pop of color there that is oftentimes so needed.
Well, talking about getting the rugs for your new home, I don't know if it's a selfish thing to say, but it's a smart design thing to buy multiple rugs at one time, because with the open floor plan, you see the next room and the furniture and the colors that's in the next room.
Because of the open concepts, you have rooms that you're looking in from other areas. So you want your rugs to kind of jive together, to flow together. Not necessarily the same. You don't want to be all matchy-matchy, but you want things to kind of flow together.
And to be cohesive.
Cohesive, exactly.
I agree. Here's another question I have. I have a long, awkward, skinny hallway leading back to my three bedrooms upstairs. I need a runner that is like 16 feet long. Is that something you guys do?
Absolutely. That is not a problem at all. Our standard rug runners that we carry tend to run about 9 feet, but we can custom make any size that you need to have done. So if you need a 16-foot runner, we're on top of it. We can get it done for you. If you need an odd angle, an odd design, an octagonal rug, or, you know, we talk about our 9-foot round rugs. Well, maybe you need a 12-foot round rug for a big, huge entryway. We can make that for you. That's not a problem.
I love that so much about Jaunty Rugs. Not only do they have in-stock product, but you also have a custom order program.
Absolutely.
You know, Heather, I'd like to chime in just a little bit, you know, with the world being the way that it is, and you mentioned earlier in the program about all of the shipping containers that are stacked outside the port of Los Angeles and other ports across our country, I think it's so much more prevalent and important nowadays to partner with your local stores, whether it be clothing, whether it be convenience stores, and certainly home furnishings. I don't think there's a better partner that Jaunty can have than Osmond Designs, and the commitment that our company gives to your stores by protecting your sales from being captured away on the internet is very valuable, and the experience that your designers have with quality and resources and the construction that each customer who is going to be different needs, more and more important to shop local.
You know what? That is amazing. Thank you so much for that shout out. I really am honored to partner with you and your organization. We could not be prouder to be having your products in our store. I know your customer service is fantastic. Your commitment to quality is what we love about our store. We love to have things that are just a little bit nicer. We want our customers to be happy. Speaking of local, this segment is brought to you by our local Central Bank. They are trusted bankers and loyal friends. Central Bank has been serving Utah County for over 130 years, and they are proud of their history and sustained growth and security. Since the economy began to falter in 2008, they have relied on their own reserves, not by taking any bailout or TARP money. Again, it's evidence that they have remained strong, safe, and secure since 1891. They believe in continuing progress is a direct result of their dedication to caring for the individual needs and communities that they serve. Thank you to Seaburn Bass. Thank you to Karen Ritchie of Jaunty Rugs. So glad to have you on the show today. And thanks for joining us here on the KSL Home Show. We'll be back with more next week.